Now, if you know that music, then you might just know who I'm about to talk to. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Sedona Method. He's the CEO of Sedona Training Associates, and he's speaking with us now live from Sedona. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Self-Dev Radio. I'm your host, Carl, and we're speaking live with Mr. Hale Dwoskin. Hale, welcome to the station.
Oh, thank you.
How many times can I squeeze the word Sedona into a sentence?
A lot, I'm sure.
A lot. We can work on increasing that number, perhaps, throughout this interview.
Oh, okay.
Hale, it's great to have you on the station today. Now, you've written a book about something that you call the Sedona Method. It's been used the world over almost as a cure-all, really, for releasing stress, for alleviating pain, getting rid of emotional blocks. You've taught it now for over 25 years, so you're kind of probably used to this question. Briefly, what is the Sedona Method?
Well, the Sedona Method is just something that's natural. Everyone has a natural ability to let go of the stress, the tension, the anxiety, the anger, the fear, anything that's getting in the way from feeling the way you'd like to feel and performing at your best. But we don't realize that it's natural because we came in with this natural ability as children, and as we mature into adulthood, we lose touch with it. But when you get in touch with this natural ability as an adult, you never lose it again. And you're able to tap this ability whenever you need it, even in the middle of traffic, in the middle of an argument, in the middle of a business meeting, in the middle of any kind of stressful situation, or just when you're feeling the need to liberate yourself from all sorts of excess baggage that you've been carrying for some time.
It's a method of letting go of those emotions, letting go of those problems.
Yes, exactly. In other words, in my experience and in the experience of the hundreds and thousands of other people who do the Sedona Method, feelings are just feelings. They're not facts, and they're not you, and you can let them go. Most of us live life as though we are our feelings. It's even in our language. We don't usually say, I feel sad. We say, I am sad. Mm. We don't usually say, I feel angry. We say, I'm angry. And that's actually our experience. We actually believe we are these emotions, and we believe they have to tell us what to do and not to. They actually have to run our lives, and they don't. And that's really good news. And because what happens is when you discover that you can simply let go of any emotion, then they don't have to ride shotgun over your life anymore, which is often how it is.
We've got an introduction to the Sedona Method, which occasionally runs here at Self-Dev Radio. But for those that haven't managed to catch that feature yet, tell me how does it kind of really work? It's a series of questions that you ask yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, there's just a simple analogy that I really like that helps explain it. And what you do is you simply pick up an object in your hand. So pick up a pen or a pencil, any object that you'd be willing to drop to your desk, to your lap, to the floor. By the way, if you're since this is internet, you're probably not listening to it in the car, but just in case you put this on an iPod or something, if you're in a car, don't do this, just a mess. But anyway, for the sake of this analogy, the object in your hand represents your unwanted emotions. The anger, the fear, the frustration, the stress, the tension, all the emotion that comes up in life that feels uncomfortable. And your hand represents your gut or your awareness. Now take the object and grip it really tightly with your hand. Mm-hmm. Now if you did this long enough, it would start to feel familiar because this is what we're doing all the time, but that's enough gripping. Mm-hmm. And now roll the object around in your hand. Now, is this object attached to your hand?
No.
Obviously not. Mm. But again, as I've mentioned, we live life as though it is. But every feeling is as attached to us as this object is attached to your hand. Now close your hand lightly on the object, turn it upside down, and then just let it go. That's how easy it can be to let go of any emotion, no matter how long-standing, no matter how good a story you have, of why you should feel the way you feel, no matter how justified it is, no matter what you've been told about why you should feel the way you do, you can choose at any moment to simply drop it. And that's liberating because you don't have to be the victim to your emotions anymore. And so what the Sedona Method does is it asks a series of very simple questions that are designed to show you how to tap this natural ability at will. Now, the questions themselves are simply pointers. Remember, it's natural. You don't need a big procedure to breathe. Mm. If I was going to give you a procedure, I'd say breathe in, breathe out, repeat as necessary. And it's necessary as long as you want to be alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the method is that simple. And actually, that's one of the things that people struggle with the Sedona method, is that people assume that because it's so simple, it can't be as powerful as it is. Mm. And because it's so simple, they struggle with it. Walt Whitman said, "Truth is simple. If it was complicated, everybody would understand it."
Yeah.
So it really is simple. In this moment, you're whole, complete, and perfect as you are. And in any moment, you can choose to just drop whatever it is inside of you that's whispering sweet nothings in your ear telling you something to the contrary. You can literally just drop that and just be the perfection. Just be able to accomplish whatever you choose in this moment. There's no delaying. And so that really can cut through a lifetime worth of excess baggage or a lifetime worth of suffering. I mean, we've had literally people come to us who have been treated for anxiety, for instance, for 30, 40, 50 years.
Mm.
And in the space of sometimes in just minutes, but usually within weeks or months, they no longer have a problem with anxiety. The same thing with depression or a lot of the, right now, there's an epidemic, worldwide epidemic of anxiety and depression and anger and a lot of emotions are running amok all over the planet. And people, a lot of people, because there's just not enough infrastructure to do anything else, a lot of people are on these medications that have these serious side effects to deal with these emotions that if they simply addressed in the way I'm describing, they could simply drop and let go and they wouldn't need any drugs. They wouldn't need to medicate themselves.
Yeah.
They wouldn't need to necessarily spend years in talk therapy. By the way, therapy is very useful to many people, and this is not contrary to therapy. In fact, the people who use the Sedona method in combination with therapy find that they move through the issues that in therapy would have taken a very long time to resolve very, very, very quickly. I mean, literally, we've had many therapists tell us that sometimes they can accomplish when someone is using the Sedona method, they can accomplish in minutes where ordinarily would take months. Because people are simply letting go.
So perhaps you could tell me how it works, because I know obviously it's a series of questions that help to tap into this natural ability.
Oh, sure. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we actually do a process?
Yeah, give me an example of how it works, perhaps a sample release.
Oh, sure, sure. I know. I think that's a great idea, because honestly, whenever I speak, I try to just give as much as I can. I'm not one of these authors who say the only way you're going to get this is to read my book or come to my seminar or do my audio program. I'd rather have you start feeling better now.
Well, actually, what I noticed and something I was going to bring up a little later on was that in some of the features that we've run on the Sedona Method here at Self Dev Radio, I like the whole idea behind this concept that you give, which is maybe everything I'm saying right now is all that you'll ever need.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Mm. Okay, let's go for the example.
All right, sure. Mm. So the questions that we'll use, now this is not the whole Sedona method, but it's a big enough piece that you can see a profound difference in your life simply by applying it.
Okay.
And the first question is, when you're focusing on an unwanted emotion, the first question you ask, and you can do it in the first person or the third person, it doesn't matter. I'll do it in the third person here, because we're going to do it together.
Mm, okay.
So the first question is, could you let it go? And could you means just, are you capable of it? And if you were able to drop the object a few moments ago as we were discussing it, then I know you're capable. That, and also based on my experience, I've been doing this actually in a month. I've been doing this 30 years. And so I've literally seen personally seen tens of thousands, but hundreds of thousands of people are doing this all over the planet. So it's not just an idea. It's something that I know is possible for everyone.
Yeah.
The next question is, would you let it go? And would you just means, are you willing to? And, you know, sometimes we do struggle with the willingness, but if you find yourself struggling on your own, you can simply ask yourself, would I rather hold on to this feeling, this suffering, this problem, or would I rather be free? And if you'd rather be free, then you'll drop it. And here's also some good news. If at the moment you'd rather hold on, then simply let yourself hold on. You've been holding on for some things for as long as you can remember anyway. So if you hold on another few minutes, so what? But if you give yourself permission to hold on when you're holding on and let go when you're letting go, it gets a lot easier to simply make the choice in this moment to drop it. So the second question is, again, is would you let it go? And it just means, are you willing to? And the last question is when. And when is simply an invitation to decide to do it now. Or just simply decide. Here's the thing. I mean, if you say, I'll do it next week, that's still a decision. And in saying that, often what you'll find is that you let go now anyway. And as I ask these questions, remember that yes or no are both acceptable answers. There is no right answer to these questions. And you don't have to say, you don't have to force yourself to say yes. If the feeling is no, then simply say no. Again, what I've seen is, honesty is the best policy, and people will often let go anyway, even if their answer inwardly is no, because the questions themselves are just pointers at this possibility that we do have a choice to let go. And just entertaining that is enough to start making a shift. So why don't we do this? Do we have enough time before the next break to do the process for 2-3 minutes?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm sat here with all my issues.
Oh, okay, great.
I built them all up just for you, Hale.
Oh, I really appreciate that. I'm honored. So, those of you who are listening, what I'd like you to do is just take a moment and think of some situation in your life where you'd want to change or improve, where there's some emotional content. Something that's been bugging you about something that's been irritating or scary or tense or angry or any situation where there's some emotion. And just give yourself permission a moment to think about it or recognize it.
Yeah.
And then in this moment, could you simply allow yourself to welcome however you're feeling? Just let it be here. And now I'm going to ask these questions a few times in a row. You'll get the hang of it. So anyway, as you're feeling whatever you're feeling, could you let it go? Just could you? Would you? When? Now, you may feel a little lighter, you may not be sure yet, and that's okay. We're going to run through the questions a few more times. So again, could you allow yourself to welcome however you're feeling in this moment? Could you just really allow it to be here? And then could you let it go? Just could you? Would you? When? Okay, and again, you're probably feeling a little lighter. And again, if you're not sure, don't worry about it. It's new to do this consciously. But again, welcome how you're feeling. Just let it be here as best you can. And then could you let it go? Just could you? Would you? When? Okay. Now, if you were doing this on your own, you could, as I mentioned earlier, you could say, could you or could I? And you continue to use these questions as long as you need to get the kind of relief you're looking for. Now, I know your mind may be saying it can't be that easy, but let me give you just one concrete example. When the Sedona Method book first came out, I did a series of seminars promoting it around the world. I did some in the UK too.
Hmm.
But the one I did in San Francisco in the US, a woman came to the seminar. And generally in the seminars, after just a day, there are already people, probably by the end of the, before the end of the first day, there are already people sharing all the benefits they're getting just from being in the seminar.
Yeah.
But this was the first hour and someone raised their hand to share. And I, throughout our courses, I have periods where people can share and ask questions and gain assistance. So I just called on this person. They said, I'd like to share again. I said, sure. She said, I have had a lifelong fear of public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And this amazing thing happened. I just read the introduction of the Sedona Method book and the first chapter. And the first chapter, by the way, goes into these questions that we just went through together. And she said, I did these questions with myself for less than 10 minutes. And I went from a state of panic to excitement about the talk that I had to give that evening.
Yeah.
And that night I gave the talk, I had been elected the president of the PTA and Parent Teachers Association, and somehow I must have forgotten when I got elected that I was going to have to speak, because I've had a lifetime, a lifelong fear of public speaking.
Yes.
And I also loathe it.
Yeah.
But here I was, scheduled to talk to all the parents of the school. And what happened, though, is that I asked these questions, and lo and behold, in just a few minutes, I was happily looking forward to the talk. Well, that night I gave the talk, first time in my life that I gave a talk without fear, and the first time in my life I actually enjoyed public speaking. And this was 10 minutes for a lifetime tendency that most people have to some degree. Most people get scared to talk in front of a large group of people.
Sure.
And she let the whole thing go in 10 minutes just using these questions. And I've been in touch with her since then, and it never came back.
It's an amazing process. So this Sedona method, this technique, really is about asking yourself those questions and kind of looping around and around until you get some relief. And perhaps using some of the other techniques. I know there are a couple of other different techniques that you threw in that form this whole Sedona method.
Right. I mean, right. There are other techniques too, but the truth is if you start with just this one basic technique and work with it, you'll gain tremendous benefit. On our website, Sedona.com, we have a free DVD and a CD. And when people come to Sedona.com, what happens is we may be giving away too much, because when you just pay shipping and handling and we'll send it anywhere in the world, and people send us all sorts of benefits they're getting just from the introductory materials. This isn't the whole course. This is just the introductory materials. And they're telling, we had one person who used to panic while driving. So it's so badly that they would have to have people come pick them up and drive the car home.
Wow.
Gone after just working with the introductory materials. We've had people with lifelong anger issues gone just working with the introductory materials. We've had people who have been severely depressed for many years gone just from working with the introductory materials. We've had people lose weight and stop smoking, and all just from listening to the CD and watching the DVD that comes free with our introductory kit on Sedona.com. So it's pretty amazing how powerful this is. And again, part of it is because it is natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are many ways on the planet to help yourself. And unfortunately, many of them are based on complex things, or rituals, or making yourself re-experience and go through suffering again, and on and on and on. There's just so many complex ways of trying to accomplish the same thing. But because the Sedona method goes with the flow, it goes with what's natural, people can pick it up really easily and immediately start to see tremendous benefits in their lives.
Well, after doing that release hell, I think I feel totally relaxed already, and it's not something I usually do during an interview.
Tell me,
you've been the driving force now behind the Sedona Method in recent years, but I know that the whole concept came from Lester Levinson. Now,
yes.
Tell me a little more about Lester. I've read some of his backstory. It makes incredible reading.
It's a pretty amazing story. The Sedona Method was inspired by a man named Lester Levinson, physicist engineer, who back in 1952, at age 42, was sent home to die after having a second coronary. And the doctors literally thought his heart was in such bad shape, they just gave him weeks to live. And literally, that scared him half to death. He even contemplated ending his life because he didn't want to have to go out suffering. And after a couple of days of just moping around his beautiful, by the way, penthouse apartment on Central Park South in Manhattan. He was, you know, he had money. He was very successful. He just was a physical and emotional basket case.
Yeah.
And so he decided that he should go, but simply just go back to the lab within himself and see if there was a way he could find some real answers. And it wasn't so much to try to heal himself. He didn't even know that was an option. He just really wanted to find some answers. So in this process, he dug deeply within himself, and what he discovered is, again, that we all have this natural ability to let go. And he also discovered that all our sense of limitation is imagined. We make it up. At our essence, at our core, we're already whole, complete, and perfect as we are, and all our supposed limitations are merely imagined. And as he discovered this, he used his new knowledge intensively on himself. And in just 3 months, his body was totally healed. And by the way, the coronary was just one of many diseases that his body had. He had migraine headaches, perforated ulcers, diverticulitis.
Wow.
His liver was failing, so he had jaundice several times a year. And all this went away in just 3 months. And he lived another 42 years after the doctors had just given him weeks to live. And during those 42 years, he lived in a state of perfect peace. It's not that the life didn't deal him lemons, but he made lemonade.
Yeah.
I met Lester in 1976, and I was immediately struck by the calmness, the love, the peace that he was exuding. And he also, you could tell he was no longer seeking. And when I met him, I was still seeking, and I really wanted to stop seeking. So I went to his course the next weekend, and before the course was even over, I realized deeply within myself that this is what I had come this lifetime to be involved in. And that was 1976. That hasn't wavered.
What a story. So he actually used this technique to get rid of the pains of the diseases.
Right. Well, he not only got to get rid of the diseases, the physical stuff was the least of it. He was miserable. And so he went from being miserable to being living life wide open, being happy and calm and relaxed and open all the time. Over 4 decades longer than the doctors have given him to live.
Would you say that at the heart of the Sedona Method is this whole idea of acceptance?
Well, yes and no. The acceptance, welcoming, is natural to each and every one of us. So at the heart of the Sedona Method is the sense that we are already whole, complete, and perfect as we are. Again, it's kind of counterintuitive to a lot of self-help is based on the premise that you're broken and you need to be fixed.
Yeah.
and the Sedona Method is based on the premise that you're already whole, complete, and perfect as you are. You don't really need to do anything. But if you're uncomfortable or would like to have more in your life, what you can do is simply let go of the obstructions that are preventing you from feeling the way you want to feel and performing at your best. not because you're broken or there's something wrong with you, but because you don't need to hold on to all this excess baggage. And that makes also the process, the exploration that's involved in the Sedona method, much more fun and much more enjoyable, because you're not always giving yourself a hard time about how imperfect you are. You're simply letting go of that which is causing you to suffer.
It's a great thought. It's something I'd like to chat about more in a moment, and I've got a couple of questions coming up that specifically talk about people's addictions, really, to having problems. But, hell, we're going to take a very brief break, but we're going to be right back in just 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Self-Dev Radio. I'm your host, Carl, and we're chatting live with the author of the best-selling book, The Sedona Method. It's Hale Dwoskin. Now, we're going to play a little special music now. This great piece is from a guy called Artist X. He's a spiritual songwriter. You can visit his site online at artistxmusic.com. Have a listen, see what you think. We'll be back with more from Hale in 3.
It's time I learned to live again. I've been hiding in shadows from myself. But I can't blame this on anyone.
What a great song. That was Light from Artist X. You're listening to Self-Dev Radio. I'm your host, Carl, and we're chatting live now with Mr. Hale Dwoskin. Now, he's the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Sedona Method, Your Key to Lasting Happiness, Success, Peace, and Emotional Well-Being. Whew, what a title, Hale.
It is a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's pretty long. Hell, I've worked myself in the self-development industry now for, you know, some 10 years or so. One thing I've noticed is people do tend to have an addiction to problems. You know, they define...
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. They define themselves by their issues. You know, if you don't have issues, you're not really very cool.
Right.
One thing I like when I've dipped into the Sedona method is that with each phase of asking yourself those questions, then you can consider that this might be the last time you'll ever have to do any releasing on any
right.
particular issue.
Right.
That's a freeing thought.
Oh, it is. I mean, basically what we recommend as you go through this process, first of all, it isn't really happening in time, but we're using language, so we'll pretend it is.
Yeah.
But what most people do when they're working through any process is, especially if it's an issue that's plagued you for some time, there's an assumption that it's going to be a struggle, it's going to be hard, it's going to take a long time to undo the issue. But in my experience, if you simply are allow it to take as long as it does, but at the same time be open to the possibility that any time you use this process will be the very last time you'll ever need to. And I've seen that happen. I mean, I do week-long seminars in Sedona, Arizona for people who have been working with this process for a while. And we also teach the basic seminar from time to time. Mm-hmm. And I've seen literally people in minutes drop issues that have been a lifetime problem. And so what I encourage people do is be open to that, not try to force it, not assume that if they've released once and it's not completely gone, even though they've had this problem for 3 years, that they've somehow failed.
Mm.
But that just be open to the possibility that every time they work on any particular issue could be the completion time, could be the time where the issue dissolves and never comes back.
I'd like to ask you, Hale, about what people can use the Sedona method for. Now, we've talked about some of the basic uses, maybe, you know, emotional freedom, releasing problems, letting go of relationship issues. I'd like to chat more about the physical health side. I heard
sure.
the story of Jack Canfield when he was saying that you called him from a rock concert once and managed to get him to release a really bad flu.
Oh, actually, what happened is we were at a party with Ariel Ford, who's a publicist based out of California,
yeah.
who Jack and John Gray and Deepak Chopra and a lot of the people in our industry, Gay Hendricks, we're all friends. And so we were planning to have a great time at the party, and Jack actually couldn't make it because he had the flu. And and he said it was a really bad case of the flu. And I was at the party, and I just had this thought, you know, it'd be nice to have Jack feel better. So I called him up on my cell phone, and there was rock music playing in the background because there was music at the party.
Yes.
And what happened is I asked Jack the releasing questions, and I think it took him 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And he was completely symptom-free.
Wow.
And again, the Sedona method is not really designed to treat or diagnose or cure any kind of physical condition, but what happens is this ease is this feeling of not being at ease. And when we're unhealthy or suffering with some sort of physical condition, a lot of the suffering comes more from our reaction to what we're experiencing than the condition itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing we do when we're working with people with any kind of physical issue is, and the one thing I can guarantee we can help with, is I can guarantee we can help with the distress or the dis-ease that comes with disease. Now, when this happens, often there are profound healing benefits too, but those are consequential. In other words, we don't work with people and say, I'm going to get rid of your AIDS or get rid of your cancer,
yeah.
although that does happen. We work with people to deal with the emotional turmoil that comes with those type of diagnoses. And we've had great success, both with letting go of the dis-ease, and often helping people get more in touch with their own natural healing ability.
That's one of those things I've always had a little problem trying to get my head around, you know, letting go of pain. I know that you've said before that if you connect with the feeling of pain, if you connect with the physical pain and you release on it, you'll realize that it's no longer there. Wow, that's something I have difficulty getting my head around.
Well, actually, you know what? Why don't we do a process? There's actually a process that's in the Sedona Method book, and it's one of the things we teach in our seminars. It has to do with a way of dissolving physical discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do, and by the way, if you're listening to this and you don't have any physical discomfort at the moment, please don't create some in order to do the process. What you can do as we do this is simply focus on a part of your body that you'd like to relax more, or you'd like to feel more open.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is another derivation of releasing we call holistic releasing.
Mm-hmm.
And holistic releasing is based on the premise that everything we experience in life arises in pairs or in duality. If you have in, you also have out, right, wrong, good, bad, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But we live life as though it isn't true. We try to cling to the stuff that we judge as good, and it slips away, and we resist that the stuff we judge as negative, and that persists. Kind of, we got it backwards, basically.
Yeah.
But also, we spend a lot of time and energy trying to keep what we like as far away from what we don't like as possible. And what I discovered quite spontaneously while working with people, it's going on 10 years now, 10 years ago, that if we embrace both sides of any issue, they simply dissolve. And then there's an interesting thing about physical discomfort. When we're experiencing physical discomfort in our body, usually it's localized to just one area or one spot. But because we resist the pain, it appears to radiate all over our bodies.
Mm.
So we're missing the fact that there is parts of our body that feel absolutely fine.
Yeah.
The other thing is that even in the spot that we're saying is uncomfortable, there is emptiness. There is this space. Because if you look inside, there's always space inside. We just ignore it. We put all the labels on it. We're more interested in the content than in the context. We're more interested in the stuff than the emptiness that allows for all the stuff. So if you simply allow yourself to welcome the sensations you're experiencing in the moment, and then welcome the emptiness or space that surrounds and interpenetrates them, and you go back and forth a couple of times, the discomfort actually dissolves. So let's just do that together. Do you have any discomfort at the moment or no?
Well, you know, I have a little bit of a chest issue. It's not a major thing, but it's almost like a cold's about to develop, you know?
Okay, so use that.
Okay.
And those of you listening to this on your computers, pick just any part of your body that you'd like to have relaxed more, or a part where you actually are feeling discomfort.
Sure.
So I'll ask the questions, and you just go along. This one's holistic releasing is actually even simpler than the three questions we asked before, because here you don't even have to try to let go. The letting go happens naturally.
Even easier.
Even easier, right.
Good.
So anyway, allow yourself to focus on whatever you're feeling in this moment in that part of your body. And could you just let it be there? Could you let those sensations be there? And then could you also focus on the emptiness, the space, the isness that surrounds and interpenetrates every sensation? And then again, could you welcome whatever sensations you're experiencing in this moment? Just let them be here. And then again, could you allow yourself to welcome the emptiness, the space, the isness that's always here, always now, surrounding and interpenetrating whatever is being perceived. And again, welcome whatever sensations you're experiencing. By the way, you probably noticed that the sensations are getting a lot wider. That's normal. That's what happens to almost everyone. And then could you also welcome the emptiness, the space, the isness, that again is always here, always now, surrounding and interpenetrating every phenomenon, every sensation. And let's just go back and forth one more time. Allow yourself to welcome whatever sensations you're experiencing in the moment. And then could you also welcome the emptiness, the space, the isness that surrounds and interpenetrates them, again, as best you can. Okay. So if you were doing this on your own, you would continue to go back and forth until you got the relief you were looking for. And again, I'll give you an example of how powerful this can be.
Mm-hmm.
There was a man on a 7-day retreat here in Sedona, Arizona, who had severe back pain for over 2 years. It was strong enough. He was from the Netherlands. And the reason that's significant is that he was taking morphine pills, which is very unusual in the States. They don't usually dispense such strong painkillers here in the States to take home. But he was on morphine pills, and he was taking about 4 a day. We did this process. Earlier in the week, we had done some release on just the emotions he had about having the physical discomfort in his back. But we spent maybe 10 minutes doing the process of welcoming the sensations and then what surrounds it interpenetrates. It was actually probably less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And the pain in his back disappeared for the first time in 2 years, and it never came back. I was in touch with him for over 2 years after that, and he never needed another morphine, and he never had any more pain.
Hell, we're going to have to stop doing these techniques because, you know, I'm almost falling asleep here. You're going to end up doing the interview on your own.
That's okay.
It's funny, you know, because a lot of the technologies that we chat about on this station, I don't always get a chance to try out. And the Sedona method is one of those methods that I have actually experienced. I did actually go down to London. They were running a 2-day course on it with Mechtild. And it was very interesting. I enjoyed the first weekend, but you know, I walked away, I left, and I thought, you know something, that doesn't really work. Nah, that's not, this is just a load of rubbish. And I remember walking up Richmond Hill to my hotel and thinking to myself, yeah, that's just rubbish. I can forget about that now. And I walked on and I thought, actually, you know something, I actually do feel quite a bit better. After I'd let go of resisting wanting it to work, I did actually start thinking, you know, I feel a bit better now. And every day now, when I take my boxer dog for a walk up here in Durham, I often run through that little thought process that you give in the Sedona method, the can I let go of wanting control? Can I let go of wanting security? Can I let go of wanting approval? And when I do that, I've got to admit, I do feel deeper. I feel freer. And it's almost like I've been meditating for a while.
Right.
It's an interesting process.
Well, yeah, no, it is. And actually, you mentioned meditation. If you're already involved in a contemplative process, what I find is that people find that their meditations get much deeper, much more quickly, and much more profound. But I've also heard that after people get comfortable using this process, that they find that after just a few minutes of doing the Sedona method, they feel as good as they ordinarily would have done after a half an hour or an hour meditation.
Yeah.
And the good news is the Sedona method is something you can do in life. You can do it while you're driving in your car. You can do it in the middle of your work day. You can do it at home if you're wanting to let go of some problem or you're wanting to just feel better. You can do it wherever you are, eyes open in life. And that makes it a little more user friendly than meditation is for most people, because we live in such a fast paced society that we don't always feel we have time to take time out to do meditation or any other process like that. That requires us to set specific time aside. The Sedona method, because it's natural, you can do in life, wherever you are, and that makes it much more available.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that about it, actually, and it's genuine. I do just take the dog for a walk, and I'm doing it whilst I'm literally walking across busy roads and so on. And so I'm ever so slightly biased in that with this interview, I do know the technique, and I actually do use it to some degree. But it's a very interesting process. Now, thank you, Hal. We're running ever so slightly over, but we're going to take another brief break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Self Dev Radio. I'm your host, Carl, and we're chatting live with Hal Dwoski. Now, he's a top dog at Sedona Training Associates. He's the author of The Sedona Method, Your Key to Lasting Happiness, Success, Peace, and Emotional Well-Being. What a title. Now, today he's been sharing with us his secrets of letting go using the Sedona Method. He'll be back in just 5 minutes to talk about whether Hal himself really releases. I need the truth on that one, Hal. And the movie he recently featured in, The Secret. That's all right after this.
Wondering where to draw the line between my thoughts and what I feel. I found a way to still my mind. It's easy if you try, just watch it all float by. I found a way that I can be. It all just seems so simple now. I found a space where I can breathe. My thoughts just melt away. Nothing left to navigate. Life goes by just like it did before. Each moment happens right on time. And in your eyes, myself I see. And I am you. Nothing left here to resist. I surrender to the flow of life. There's nothing left for me to miss. Stop searching and I found answers waiting all around. And in this moment I am free. Now is all we ever had. So I will moment be. I won't think about the past. It's over now, it never lasts. Life goes by just like it did before. Each moment happens right on time. And in your eyes, myself I see. And I am you. Just like it did before. Each moment happens right on time. And in your eyes, myself I see. And I am you and you are me.
That was Artist X there with I Am You. If you like that, check out more of Artist X Spiritual Folk Rock online at artistxmusic.com. com. Now, this is Self-Dev Radio. I'm your host, Carl. We're chatting live with the man behind the New York Times bestseller, The Sedona Method, your key to lasting happiness, success, peace, and emotional well-being. He's the big boss at Sedona Training Associates, and today he's revealing the secrets behind The Sedona Method. He's Hal Dwoskin. Now, Hal, I'm sure this is something all your students ask you. You talk about releasing, you talk about letting go of your emotions. You do it all the time. You mentioned earlier on you've done this now 30 years. Yeah. I can probably guess your answer, but, you know, do you really let go?
Yes, I really do. You know, it's amazing how different life is being experienced here than it was 30 years ago. Mm. But first of all, it's rare, very rare, that anything even disturbs me in any way. But when it does, it most of the time, again, because the Sedona Method is natural, it's based on what happens naturally if we get out of the way. Most of the time, I don't even need to ask questions anymore. Simply, I become aware of discomfort, become aware of an issue, and it's gone as soon as I become aware of it. It simply dissolves just in the awareness itself. The other thing is that I find that all the things that most people are looking for, I always have. I'm always happy. I'm always peaceful. Even when things are not going my way in life, I still feel happy and peaceful. Just an example, yesterday, I woke up, I had, my wife and I did a lot of work around the house on Sunday, and, we moved a lot of heavy things around. And I went to bed not really thinking about it much, but I woke up with a crick in my back because I had, obviously pushed a bone out of place, and it was quite painful.
Yeah.
In addition to simply lessening the pain, by simply releasing, I was completely undisturbed about it. When I went about my business day, about 3:30 in the afternoon, I finally, my chiropractor had time for me and he put the bone back in, but I worked the whole day without any struggle, without any strife, without any tension, even though the bone was out of place and there was discomfort in the body. And that's how, you know, and whatever it is that comes in mind as something I'd like to have, I simply let it go. I'm not really concerned about it and it comes to me. And so, I live life wide open, at ease, having a good time all the time, and it's really fun.
Sounds like a good way of living. I'm guessing
yes, it is. It's a wonderful way of living.
I'm guessing you're talking about this state, which in the Sedona Method books you refer to as imperturbability. It's it's like a nirvana, a place that you get to after doing this stuff for ages.
Right. Except that one of the things I've discovered, the people who were in the Sedona Method in the 70s and 80s, I guess we were a little more resistant. Yeah. The planet was in a very different place. It took us a while before we really started to experience that sense of peace and calm and serenity. We got glimpses of it before we actually could live it. But what I'm watching now happen with people who are in the Sedona Method is they accomplish in weeks what took us years. And again, it's a very similar process to what was taught back then. It's just that I think we're still in the habit of making it more difficult. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, it's been taught for so long that it can be this easy that people are really embracing it that way and allowing it to be easy right up front and allowing themselves to live life wide open, enjoying the moment right away. And so it's kind of fun to watch that happen. I watch people learning the method for the very first time. Again, even just listening to the introductory materials that we give away on our website, Sedona.com, but also in seminars and even when I do interviews like this, I've done live interviews live talks where I'll give some of the basic principles of the Sedona Method, and there'll be people come up to me afterwards and say, you know, I had this pain in my whatever for as long as I can remember, and it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, I've been anxious for months, and I don't feel anxious, or I was depressed when I got here. I'm no longer depressed. And this is very, very, very rapid. And it's because releasing, letting go is completely natural.
Hal, are you imperturbable?
Yes, I am.
Yes. How long does it take to get to that place where you're not, well, I like the word you used earlier on, where you're not seeking anymore?
Uh, again, it varies. I've watched people stop seeking in just the 1 weekend course.
Yeah.
For me, it took me many years to stop seeking, even once I had the Sedona method. But once the seeking stops, it feels really good.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I'm so pleased that you're there. Hel, I'm going to chat a little about a movie that you recently featured in. It was called The Secret.
Yes.
You can find it at thesecret.tv. Alongside a few of the other guests we featured here previously on Self-Dev Radio. I mentioned Joe Vitale just before this interview. What's The Secret all about? How did it go for you? How did you get into that?
Well, actually, I'm a member of an organization called the Transformational Leadership Council that Jack Canfield inspired. And Jack and I and, right now there's a group of 60 or 70 others in the self-help field get together twice a year. John Gray, as I mentioned, is a member. Marianne Williamson, Wayne Dyer is joining, a whole host of people in our industry. And we basically get together to support each other and also to brainstorm about ways we can help the planet. And Rhonda, who is the woman who's the inspiration, Rhonda Byrne is the inspiration behind The Secret, she's the producer director of the movie, came to one of our meetings and interviewed us. And the interesting thing about The Secret is that it's not scripted. It was edited so brilliantly by Rhonda that it sounded like all the people got together and figured out what to say to make it in a cogent. But all this is edited interviews.
Yeah.
So we were just all simply interviewed, and she cut it in with video and graphics and music and everything else into this brilliant explanation of how thought is creative.
So you didn't even realize you were going to be in a movie.
Well, no. We knew that she was creating a movie, but we had no idea. We didn't know much more than that,
yeah.
And we just knew we were being interviewed. We had no idea if we would even be in the movie.
Yeah.
And that's how the movie evolved. It evolved out of Rhonda's having experienced about a year earlier the power of positive thinking and the power of the secret of just what you hold in mind is what comes to you. What you put out is what comes to you. And she wanted to create a very powerful, simple, direct message to help people get in touch with that. And she actually, when she came to the States, she was really happy I was at this meeting because she was planning to interview me anyway because she had heard about the Sedona method and really, really liked it and wanted to include it in the movie. And the beauty about the Sedona method is that a lot of people will tell you to think more positively, but we have about 60,000 thoughts a day, and to correct all of them is nearly impossible.
Hard
besides
work.
Which it's really hard work. But with the Sedona method, if you think about it, with our emotions, you know, you've heard the expression, I'm sure, that you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and it colors your whole day.
Sure.
Or, you know, I'm just grumpy today, or I'm just sad today, or whatever. In my experience, if you think a particular way long enough, it turns into emotion. But emotion is, in any given day, you may only have a handful of emotions. Mm. You may have thousands and thousands of thoughts, but only a handful of emotions, and your emotions are what are coloring your thinking or creating your thoughts in this moment or throughout your day. And so if you let go of the emotion that's causing you to think negatively, you naturally think more positively right away, and it's much easier to maintain because it feels good and your mind simply gets quieter and clearer and more positive. So the Sedona method really is the secret behind the secret.
Mm.
In other words, if you engage in the Sedona method, you naturally can, you naturally live the law of attraction in life.
Yeah.
And, whereas if you just simply try to affirm the positive or visualize the positive or do some of the other techniques that people try to use to make themselves think more positively, it really doesn't work anywhere near as well.
I know we've talked about it on the phone before, Hel, about how the Sedona method can be used in conjunction with, for example, the law of attraction, the idea behind
right.
the secret, this whole
right.
idea of letting go of wanting it. And, of course, that's what the Sedona method is all about. Tell me, Hel, what's in the future for you? I know that you run your own life seminars. I'm going to be popping in for a cup of tea when I'm in Arizona next month. But tell me,
right.
what's next for you? Continuing to spread the word?
What I do is, First of all, I just simply enjoy every moment.
Yeah.
But besides that, I love to talk about this. As you can tell, I haven't been suffering for this interview.
Not at all.
So what I love to do is share about the method and teach people the method. And the other thing that I do, I'm always looking for ways to support people more with this process. So I'm always developing new content. We also have, if you go to Sedona.com and you're already using this process, once you've learned this process, we have something called the Worldwide Releasing Community that where once, even if you just read the Sedona Method book, you can access this community. And we, it's a place where there's live chat where people can ask questions. There's, I do questions and answers where you can just simply post a question and I'll answer it and you'll get an email and then everyone else can benefit from it too.
Yeah.
There's support groups that are listed. There's releasing coaching. There's finding a partner that who can help you, where you can help each other facilitate the process. There's all this is available free to anyone who's doing the process. So one of the things that I like to do too is I go to that site from time to time and I'll do a live chat or I'll answer some questions and I'll, you know, do what I can to support the people who are already doing this process worldwide. So, what's next for me is just more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Living life, as presence and really enjoying every moment and then doing what I can to help others do the same.
You know, Hel, we're reaching the end of the interview, but one thing I always like to do in preparing for these interviews is, you know, grab a little bit of gossip. And I wrote to your assistant, Holly Reeves, and I said, you know, hey, you know, this guy's a little too good. What can we use here? I can't find any skeletons in his closet, you know.
Right.
And previously, we mentioned Joe Vitale. He's been on this station.
We had
a chinwag with him. He's this big marketing guru, but he's also an ordained minister. And not that many people tend to know about that kind of thing. So we had a little bit of a giggle about that. And I interviewed Nick Dawes. He's this big best-selling author, and he doesn't own a cell phone. So we had a bit of a rib tickler about that one. But I wrote to Holly, your assistant. I said, what can I use here? He's too good here, you know. We need a bit of dirt. And she said, she kind of shrugged and said, well, I don't know, maybe his laugh. She said he's got a quirky laugh. And it's true, Hel. It's probably the first thing I thought when I heard the CDs. It sent me back, and I kind of thought, whoa, what was that?
I do have a quirky laugh. I just laugh so easily about at anything and everything. And the truth is I'm having such a good time when I'm laughing that in seminars we'll sometimes spend minutes just sitting there laughing together because I'll start to laugh or someone else in the seminar starts to laugh and we all start to laugh together. which is really fun because instead of spending the whole weekend crying, even though you're dealing with deep issues, you spend most of the time laughing. To me, it's just a lot more fun.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, it gets the attention. I've really grown to enjoy it now. But, you know, I remember initially playing and thinking, oh, wow, that's a unique laugh.
Right.
Oh, well, Hel, I like to end these interviews by asking each of our guests to impart kind of a little advice, you know, a gem of knowledge that they leave with our listeners today. So what words of wisdom could you leave with us at Self-Love Radio?
Well, just very simple. No matter what process you're doing, I'd like you to just remember the following. First of all, that which you're seeking, you already are. You are already whole, complete, and perfect in this moment. And there's no fixing, changing, going anywhere required for that. And then the emotions that come up and the thoughts and feelings that come up that obscure that are just emotion or thought or feeling. They aren't you, and they aren't facts. And you can simply let them go. And by knowing that you can simply let this all go, just that knowingness, even if you don't get a chance to practice the processes that we've gone through in this interview, just by knowing that they're not this, all this suffering isn't who you are, and you can let it go anytime you choose to, I've seen that make a huge difference in people's lives. So if you're going to take something to heart, remember the feelings are just feelings. They're not facts. They're not you, and you can let them go. And who you are is already whole, complete and perfect as it is.
That's great. Hel, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for joining us today and chatting about the Sedona Method.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It's been fun. And of course, thank you for listening. This is Self-Dev Radio, and we've been chatting with Hale Dwoskin. Now, you can learn more about Hale and the Sedona Method online at www.sedona.com. Exclusive web address, that. Sedona.com. S-E-D-O-N-A. Or you can check out Hale's book, The Sedona Method, at any good bookstore. I'm sure you wouldn't have allowed it to be sold in the bad ones, Hale. The ISBN is 097-193-3413. That's 097-193-3413. It's called The Sedona Method, Your Key to Lasting Happiness, Success, Peace, and Emotional Well-Being. And that's it. Thank you, Hale.
Thank you.
This is Self-Dev Radio. I'm your host, Carl, and we'll be back with more inspiration right after this. It's our third and final piece here by Artist X. What a great series of songs these have been. This one's called All Things Subside. We'll see you in five.
My thoughts, they come and go. I watch each one arise and fade away. I surrender to the flow.